And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2013. It was on this date, 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry VIII, was arrested for high treason, adultery, and incest. She was intelligent, outspoken. She'd been raised in France. She had educated opinions about politics and religious reform. She came to the court when she was 20 years old to serve as a lady-in-waiting. She soon caught the eye of the king, and for 7 years he courted her, and for 7 years she put him off. He managed to get his first marriage to Catherine of Aragon annulled by breaking with the Pope, declaring himself head of the Church of England. And then Anne Boleyn consented to marry him. Their early months of marriage were happy ones. Their first child, a girl born in 1533, Elizabeth. Anne had several miscarriages after that, and she never gave Henry the son that he so desperately wanted. So he accused her of every capital offense he could think of, affairs and incest with her brother and plotting his murder and witchcraft, and she was convicted and sentenced to death, beheaded by sword. In her last letter to Henry VIII, Anne Boleyn wrote, "Your Grace's displeasure and my imprisonment are things so strange to me that what to write I am altogether ignorant. Never a prince had a wife more loyal in all duty and in all true affection than you have ever found in Anne Boleyn. But if you have already determined of me, and that not only my death but an infamous slander, then I desire of God that he will pardon your great sin herein, and likewise my enemies, and that he will not call you to account for your unprincely and cruel usage of me at his general judgment seat, where both you and myself must shortly appear." It's the birthday of Dr. Benjamin Spock, born in New Haven, 1903, author of the Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care, which came out in 1946, which began, "You Know More Than You Think You Do." It was the parenting Bible for the post-war moms and dads raising the baby boomer generation. It's the birthday of Jerome K. Jerome, born in Walsall, England, 1859. It was he who said, "I like work. It fascinates me. I can sit and look at it for hours." And it was on this day, 1885, Good Housekeeping magazine went on sale, offering housekeeping tips, parenting advice, product reviews, and fiction. The Good Housekeeping Experiment Station tested and evaluated consumer goods, and products that passed were given the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, which became part of the language. Here's a poem for today by David Lehman, Sin City. Cynthia was feeling sinful in Cincinnati. She had changed her name once, which was a pity. She was looking for a new name, but not necessarily a new flame. Was there a sir to sin with? The evening was a blur to begin with. Came the first day of spring, and in the trees birds sang, enacting one of life's mysteries. The wind played and the clouds wandered, like the lonely poet in Wordsworth's poem. Did she know it? What was the meaning of her laughter? That depends on if you're a son or a daughter. As the river south of the city flows, Cynthia reads the poems that name her and glows. Sin City by David Lehman from When a Woman Loves a Man, published by Scribner, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.